Here we go. The Wright brothers. Let me just tell you where I'm getting this. This was on, what's the name of this this blog again? The Wright March blog.
Oh, yeah.
And this is, I'm going to read it right off because I can't set this thing up any better. All right? I can't set it up any better other than to say, look out, folks. They're coming after your kids. All right? The right-wing propaganda mill has come out with a seemingly fictional rock band out of Nashville to help hypnotize kids. There is a request for help on this blog. All right, I'm gonna read it. All right, the Wright Brothers, a conservative music duo out of Nashville, has released a new song that does what needed to be done. It tells the truth, truth in all caps. Titled "Bush Was Right," the song hits the listener with fact after fact after fact. But the tune is so catchy and the music is so driving, you can't help but sing along, especially on the chorus. The truth about Iraq, the truth about the economy, the truth, again, all caps, set to music. This is what the youth in America need. They're already bombarded with songs on the radio and videos on MTV that trash our president, conservative beliefs, and traditional American values. From Mosh by Eminem to Idiot Son of an A-Hole by NoFX, all these songs serve to fill young people's mind with lies, all in caps. And, of course, everywhere they turn, the mainstream media is lying to them about the facts, like the fact, in caps, that WMDs were found in Iraq, despite the fact that the president said they weren't just a couple days ago, including enriched uranium, chemical weapons agents, chemical warheads containing cyclosarin, radioactive materials in powdered form, roadside bombs loaded with mustard and conventional sarin gas, etc., or the fact of clear, uncontested, proven links between Saddam Hussein's Iraq and Al-Qaeda? No. Or the facts of all the good news that's happening in Iraq, with the which the media refuses to report. So this is a presentation, and all of it is working towards, will you help us? We're putting together a kickin' music video right now, and we're preparing a huge grassroots campaign.
Kickin'.
To get hundreds of thousands of people to request Bush Was Right on MTV's Total Request live show, leading to our demands for it to be played in regular rotation. If they don't, all caps, then we'll hit the media in a big way, big all caps, showing how MTV plays left-wing videos while censoring, all caps, conservative videos. Now, it's got nothing to do with censorship. It's got nothing to do with liberal and not liberal. This thing is complete jingoistic crap. I think it was probably created by studio musicians who are under the guidance of some big, you know, well-funded...
marketing guy.
Yeah, big, well-funded, right-wing publicity firm. Okay, and they are really literally, it's like a jingle, it's a power jingle, and it's a ripoff of a Billy Joel song, and they're really just trying to, you know what the sad thing was, I'll tell you, Riley, so I go onto this site last night, and I play it, you know, I play the Bush Was Right clip that they had on there, and I gotta be honest with you, I'm singing it for about 2 hours. All right, I'm literally, it creates self-hatred in liberals, and I hate to do it to you. All right, but I'm going to do it to you. I'm going to do it to you when we come back, and for the rest of the day, you're going to be singing this song, and you're going to be like, damn it! Damn Marin! Why'd he do that to me? All right? So I'm going to play that for you. So hang out for a couple minutes. 57 past, Mark Marin here on Air America Radio with Mark Riley, Morning Sedition.
Blah, 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 blah.
All right, it's 6 past the hour. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Yo.
It's Air America Radio's Morning Sedition program. I promised you, those of you who have been listening over the long commercial break, for the Wright brothers to do their song, Bush Is Right. It's going to happen for you. I'm going to make it happen for you. And we couldn't have come up with a better parody, something more mocking of the ultra-right. Now, you have to understand... I just want to tell you this right now, is that these guys are desperate. All right, the presidential approval ratings are 35 points. Whoever's left believing in this guy in an extreme way, they're desperate. They're flailing. It's sad, in a way, to see this type of, like, you know, like, no, it's not all going away. But I will tell you that this song is directly comes from that place. But let me just do this real quick. For those of you who are just tuning in, here are a few highlights of what we talked about on the program. It's time for Morning Sedition's Cliff Notes. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid says Samuel Alito is one of the most conservative judges in the United States. Alito wrote in 1985 that the Constitution does not protect abortion. His supporters say that, unlike Harriet Myers, the statement would indicate he is aware that the United States has a Constitution. Alito swears he wouldn't abruptly overturn Roe v. Wade, but he would pick it up gently and set it down on its back. Despite a much ballyhooed campaign against indecency and over 189,000 complaints, the FCC hasn't issued any fines at all so far in 2005. Kevin Martin, the head of the FCC, said, "I'm not a prude who is opposed to nudity or is put off by human sexuality in adult situations, but TV is no place for people to be showing their bare titties and pee-pees and touching each other in a nasty place. That's dirty poo stuff." A Texas town changed its name to Dish in exchange for 10 years of free satellite TV for all residents. A couple of the older widowed guys wanted to change the name to Intercourse until we explained to them how the whole thing worked. Plus, Pennsylvania has already taken that one. Now that they have a satellite cable, residents can watch one of those reality shows where people in backward-ass little towns do crass and stupid things just to relieve the crushing boredom of their lives. Those are some good jokey jokes. Here it comes. Are you ready for a taste of the Wright Brothers?
Freedom in Afghanistan, say goodbye Taliban, free elections in Iraq, Saddam Hussein locked up, Osama staying underground, Al-Qaeda now is finding out, America won't turn and run once the fighting has begun, Libya turns over nukes, Lebanese want freedom too, Syria's forced to leave, don't you know that all this means Bush was right, Bush was right.
Come on, this, how can this be serious?
Kennedy wrong, Sheehan wrong, France wrong, Sal Miller right.
Sal Miller? Sal Miller? What a weird thing to put in a song.
Sal Miller, it's like, right.
What a stupid song. It's like a mixture of the We Don't Start the Fire and some NoFX song, or sort of a Green Day-ish kind of feel. But clearly a jingle-oriented publicity stunt on behalf of a very desperate right wing. But now, Ted Kennedy, wrong! Just the fact that it says all of France. Yeah. France, wrong!
Hey, I'm telling you, Sean Hannity will have this on this afternoon.
Look, it just can't be a real band, because it's so sterilized, it's so jingly. I mean, I know some bands are like that, but this is just a strange and desperate device. And now, if you're a kid, you imagine going to school and singing that with a group of other kids, just how you'd be like, oh, my God. Everyone in the school would think that's ridiculous.
I would sing it if I was a kid, but just to point out how ridiculous it was. I mean, that's the point that I don't think these guys get in making this song, that it is intentional. It is self-parody.
Bush was right. But the sad thing is, I know people are going to be like, thanks a lot, man. Thanks for putting that in my head. Now they're going to hate themselves even more for whatever other reason, because they're going to be sitting at work going, Bush was right. No! No! Why did that happen? Why did they have to play that on that show? Why did they have to play that on Morning Sedition? They put that in my head. Now, let's just, we played the Wright Brothers earlier in the show, and their Bush was right song, which is ridiculous. Can we hear a taste?
Bush was right! Bush was right!
All right, that's enough. All right, now we got a guy. We got a guy up there in Lynn, Massachusetts, on the phone. John Wayne's on the phone. He's got a Bush was wrong song. What do you got, John?
Hey, John.
Okay, I'll do it fast here. WMD's never found too few troops on Iraq ground. Army's no priority. Still more than 2,000 men. Spending bucks on losing war. Tom DeLay an island horse. First to sight on his blind trust. Noble causes not discussed. Bush is nuts. Bush that part. Bush is wrong. Val Miller's insane. Ted Kennedy, right. Harry Reid, right. Barbara Boxer, right. France, right on. That's what I got.
That's great, John.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All righty.